Thank you for calling Craft the Video Membership. This is Khalifa.
Hi, I was calling to ask a couple questions, actually. Is there different levels to your membership, or are they all just $80?
We have a premium membership, and that's the $80 membership. Then we have a gold membership, which is $149.
Okay. Can you look up, I don't know if you can look it up by account or my, let's see, an account number, would I have that? Can you look up the type of membership I have?
Yes, ma'am. I would need your email address.
D as in David, K as in Kite, U, C as in Charlie, H, 98, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And you said it was $79 or $80 for that type of account, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You have a premium membership.
And that's the $80?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So my next question is, you charged me $127. Not only did you do it once, you did it twice, but I didn't authorize anybody to charge my card. I have a chat back and forth with the previous owners of this company because of what they did to people, and I had a credit card dispute that I had to argue 4 months to get money back for items that were never shipped. So it surprises me that after you have had my information of what I said and giving no authorization to charge my card, you go and charge $127 2 years in a row. Unfortunately, last year in January, I was sick. So someone else was writing out the bills and did not realize that charge was on there. I did not access the account for 1 year. You could probably tell that I didn't look in my account. I just went in there today. I'm like, why do I still have a Craftsy account? I keep getting emails. I don't have a Craftsy account. And I look at my account, and it says that I've been charged in January of this year, and last year were $127. Well, that seems impossible if your membership is $80.
Okay, so the $127.62, that was Blueprint's price. When we switched over to Craftsy, Craftsy has a different price point.
So did you switch over to Craftsy, like, at the beginning of January, and you charged me because I was already Blueprint? I mean, that's ridiculous. You have been Craftsy for how long? More than January of this year?
We've been Craftsy since August of last year.
Okay, bingo. Then what are you charging me $127 for?
You were charged Blueprint's price January of last year. We didn't switch.
Well, you're not Blueprint.
Until...
you're Craftsy.
Exactly. But all of our you're still under the Blueprint system. We didn't. You never called in for us to cancel the account. And
oh,
we
yes,
do
I
it.
Did, and I have the description here where I sent you chats because you didn't have a phone number. That was the nice thing that they were able to pass people off to just a generic email. So I have the chat here that says you do not have authorization to charge my card. My credit card company also has it in their notes saying it will be considered a fraudulent claim because I didn't want to close my account on my credit card because it's tied to a lot of automatic payments. So that's why I said, well, the only way to do this is to cancel and to get them to figure out. And my credit card company was not supposed to put that charge through.
So, because none of our notes have that on it. But what I can do for you is go ahead and cancel it for you and get that reversed. And you won't.
How do I get the classes off of there? This was the argument with Blueprints. I guess if you're going to charge their prices, you're going to take the flack for them not having an application to get the things off. How do you get the classes off?
You have to go to Craftsy.com and log in, and your classes will be on there. We don't have
if
an
I
app
cancel.
Anymore. Yes, ma'am.
Because I was told before, if you cancel, you have no access to the site.
You don't have any access to the actual site to view the other classes, but classes that you purchase, you can always view those.
I have over 144 classes of purchased and free ones that I downloaded. So all of those will be on Craftsy.com, and I have to make an account to get on that.
You'll use the same account as Blueprint. You'll use You'll use the same login information as Blueprint to log into Craftsy, and all your classes will be transferred there.
I guess I'm not understanding this. I don't have a login for Blueprint anymore. I just can log into Craftsy's site. That's it.
And when you log into Craftsy's site, you can't do it on the app. We don't have an app anymore.
I'm doing it on the iPad from an email you sent.
And did it take you to the Craftsy.com website?
I guess this is it, yes. I mean, looks like it to me, and it gives my account, my content, membership, orders, profile, that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I guess this is your homepage. But if I cancel my account, I was told I have no access to my classes. That was the argument that everybody had publicly, is that there is no way. They want you to buy a program that costs like $150 that you can download these classes to a special program and then strip them off of that program.
Yes,
this doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm not sure where they were getting that information from, because I'm actually currently logged into your account and I see everything that you see as far as the premium membership. I went to your classes. You have 125 classes currently in your account.
So all those classes, whether I'm a member or not, I can log on to your site being not a member and go ahead and access those for free.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I guess my question is, why was I recharged if 2 years ago I called up, had an issue with this? If you have Blueprint's charging information, then you certainly would have my phone call, or my emails, I should say, to them on their chat site. If you're able to charge their prices, then you ought to be able to look at their information. They should have transferred all that to you.
No, ma'am. We don't have the notes or information from that. It's kind of confusing, but the way that it works, when you're under a credit card system and charge system for automatic renewals, they have to be switched over to Craftsy completely.
I get that.
Other than
I totally
that, it's
going to
still be under the Blueprint charge system, not the notes. We don't see the notes or anything like that.
Okay, well, the Blueprint charge system did not have authorization to charge me. That's the other problem. You charged my credit card. I didn't authorize the charge. I had canceled my subscription with them. That's why I didn't have access to my classes, because at the time, they did not know how to do that. They had not figured that out. They closed the company before they had their act together and did not figure out a way for people to get their information. They kept sending emails saying, we're working on it, we're working on it. So my account was closed, and I didn't access the account, so you could probably tell the last time I accessed it was the other day. Because I was under the impression I had no account. And now all of a sudden I see the price that I was charged, which that doesn't make any sense, because what if Blueprint charged me $10 a year? You're going to give me $10 a year for this shit? I don't think so. You're going to charge me $80. So now you charge me $127 and say, well, that's a Blueprint charge. Well, I'm saying they charged me $10 for the whole freaking year. What do you think of that? You want to charge me $10, or do you want to charge me $80?
Well, we do
I'm
have a price point at $2.49, but like I said, I can cancel your account and refund it for you. You will still have access to the classes that you've already purchased.
So I want the refund for January 2020 and for this year, because I did not access the account. And I can read you the description that I typed to them saying this is a fraudulent activity if you continue to do this. Because Blueprint also did not send items to me and charged me $81 for things I never received. So that took me 4 freaking months. You think I want to deal with this company? I'm pretty sure I canceled this. And I'm pretty sure you could tell I'm mad enough to argue this that I did cancel this. If I didn't, then I'd pay for it. Then shame on me. But I know every automatic charge that hits my credit card, and I'm given notice. And I did not get a notice this was being charged on my card. And if you have access to my account, you could see I did not touch a button in 2020. And that's the God's honest truth. Because I did not think I had a Craftsy account. January 20th, I was sick for 5 weeks. And I did not write my checks out. Someone else did it for me. So I didn't review the credit card. But still, it shouldn't have been on there because I was under the impression it was canceled. So that's two charges that never should have appeared. And I might even let it slide, but you're not even saying, well, we'll charge you the $80. You're willing to lose a freaking customer that paid, and you're not even offering. I mean, don't offer it to me now. I don't want it, but I'm just saying.
But
you should have offered it to me and said,
You are over-talking me. I did offer you a $2.49 deal for the full year, but you're over-talking me, so I can't talk.
$2.49 for an entire year?
Yes, ma'am. Craftsy has different promotional offers going right now.
So why, when I said to you, you charged me $127, you didn't say, well, let me adjust that off right now. You said, let me just cancel your order. Because I have another person listening to this call, and they're shaking their head. No, they did not hear any type of, well, let me charge $2.49. It was, okay, we'll cancel that for you.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. Would you like the $2.49 offer?
So you're going to give me back $127 for the 2 years, and you're going to charge me $2.49 for 1 year of Craftsy, not monthly, for 12 months.
Exactly. $2.49 for the full year.
And you're going to refund both of the charges that should not have appeared on there?
The 2020 charge, I would have to escalate. I can only refund the 2021 charge.
All right, I'll escalate the other one. That would be fine by me. Because like I said, you can you tell I didn't access the account? Do you have the ability to see that the account was not used?
No, ma'am. And that's what you were so antsy about. I can't access any of that information. Any of Blueprint's information, I can't access. January of 2020, it was still Blueprint. I can't access that information.
All right, well, then we'll work on this year, and I will escalate the other year because, like I said, I have proof here in my documentation that I sent that it did cancel that.
Yes, ma'am, and I will also send you an email as well.
Okay, that would be fine. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. So now the $127 is reversed, and I'll find the charge for $249.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then my second question is this an automatic renewal for $249 next year, or does it go up to $127 next year or $80 without me saying anything?
It's an automatic renewal. It'll renew at $80 if you don't call in and cancel it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure. Okay, well, we'll do that, and then how do I figure out the other year? Who do I talk to for that?
They will email you.
Oh, okay, so nobody's going to call me, or?
No, ma'am, once I escalate it over, that would be me sending them an email escalation, and they will classify and justify and then send you an email with their response.
So I won't be able to talk to anybody to explain what happened.
They have this phone call recorded. They would be able to go back and listen to it.
Okay. So should I read the statement if they're going to be listening to this, what I sent, so they should see it in the files under their chat room for Blueprint if they can go in there, or they're not going to be able to do that either?
They may be able to, but we can't. But they may be able to have access to those.
All right, well, I'll read the statement then. Is that fair enough?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it says, you charged my credit card and never sent items. This has been reported to my credit card as a fraudulent claim and an unauthorized purchase. I suggest you either give me back my money or send items immediately. In addition, I do not authorize you or any subsidiary of your company to charge my account for an automatic charge renewal. I'm tired of constantly being dumped into your generic email responses. You have no respect for a customer meeting their needs. I realize you have failed as a company on several levels. It's time to own up to your inadequacies. Also, how do you close a company and withhold information already paid for with a subscription? Shameful behavior at best, and this should be publicly advertised. So with that in mind, I will focus my efforts on getting this complaint to the highest level within your company to be heard. So there's no way in hell that sounds to me like I gave anybody permission to go charge my credit card, does it?
The statement, no. But without that renewal.
So you're reading this. I'm telling you this. This is what these idiots saw. And they go and charge my card. They were already told it would be considered fraudulent. The credit card company worked for 4 months to get me my money. 4 months. Not to mention I didn't get the products I ordered. So there's some disconnect. I realize if somebody buys a company, they take over a company, but you're going to take the good with the bad. I had no problem with Crafty before. I thought it was the best thing ever. And when it went to Blueprint, it was a nightmare. And if you go out on the chat pages and on the internet, it tells you, we don't know how to get the information off. I have the emails that state there is no way for you to get your classes as yet. We're working on it. So they withheld stuff from us. So why would I let them charge my card again and want to deal with them? It's pretty obvious I wouldn't. So again, I have documentation. I got sick January 20th. I was at the doctor's office. I can send that. I was sick for 5 to 6 weeks. So I did not see this. The bill got paid, absolutely. And I just said, you know, pay my credit card, pay this, pay that, you know, get it all done. So I want to get it out. I never realized that charge was on there, nor did I think it would have been. Because I had such a problem with the company. Do you think I would have said, I want to try this again? No. I wanted nothing to do with it. I was so angry I couldn't get my classes. Then I started getting emails from Craftsy. Blueprint did not send any more emails after this. So in their eyes, I was canceled, evidently. So I don't know why I got charged. And then I started getting Craftsy emails. And I thought, why am I getting that? I don't have Craftsy. So I try to log in, and my password's not even active anymore. So I'm like, well, this is stupid. Why would they send me emails? I don't have an account. Then when I got into it and changed my password and looked under account, I'm like, holy crap, I got charged 2 years for this? How is that possible? I never went in it. And I have documentation stating, don't you dare charge my card. And I also have, at the beginning of all this, a snapshot of the screen where it says canceled. So my subscription was canceled. And I was told, we're working on getting a way for you to get your classes. We don't have that capability yet on the website. And I'm sure you've heard that before from somebody else. I'm not the first person that couldn't access my classes. And so I waited.
During the switch of Blueprint to Craftsy, no one was able to access their classes. We had to put all the classes back in the account.
I imagine you did. And I said, Blueprint wouldn't let us access them. So why would I pay for something that I couldn't access? That doesn't make any sense. So in my opinion, that's a fraudulent charge. Nobody okayed that. I have documentation that I said, don't do that. And again, whether somebody could tell or not if I accessed my account, clearly I did not, because this phone call would have come a lot sooner than today, don't you think? So when I went in it today after getting more emails, I'm like, okay, this is enough with the emails. How do I stop it? Well, I did not realize it was still active. So whatever can be done to take care of this, I'd appreciate it. But I will continue to argue. I will call my credit card company now, let them know that the 127 whatever is coming off for January, but that I'm putting in dispute the previous year. But they also have the notes of me telling them, do not charge my credit card. Because they were on the phone, and I was typing this in, and they told me what to type. So that it would be a document that would withstand saying, okay, you clearly said this will be fraudulent activity if you do it. And if a credit card gets charged after you told somebody that, that is not good for the company. And again, I did not think, as shady as Blueprint was, I didn't think they would do that. So anything that can be done, I appreciate it. I'll wait for the email. Hopefully we can get it taken care of. I will call my credit card company and let them know. what I've done so far and that this year was taken care of, but I still have a dispute for last year.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what was your name again?
Khalifa.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Do you know how long it'll be before they email, like a week or?
Normally about 48 to 72 hours.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Okay. I appreciate it. So I will look on my account. It should update that it's 249 is what I was charged.
I'm going to send you an email with that in it.
Okay.
Once this,
I appreciate that.
Update to 249 until this account is canceled.
Okay, gotcha. Now, will that also cancel the new password I put in?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. So do I have to wait on the phone for you to cancel it, or you're just going to do it?
No, ma'am. I'm just going to cancel it.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling Crafts Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye.